Жила живор, що і даєм вирера на мене, ко мне єде я імі.
Алло, тато.
I prostrate to the three noble rare sublime ones. Oh, thus did I hear at one the Bhagavan was dwelling on massive Vulch mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks, great community of bodhisattvas. At that time the Bhagavan was absorbed in concentration on the categories of phenomena, called profound perception. Also at that time the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also empty of inherent nature. Then through the power of Buddha, the venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara: how should any son of the lineage train who wishes practice the activity of the profound perfection wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the venerable Shariputra. Shariputra, any son of the lineage, daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound of wisdom should look upon it like this correctly and repeatedly, beholding those five aggregates also as empty inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other. Form is also not other than empty. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, composition of factors, consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, or phenomena are emptiness without character, unproduced, unsustainless, not without they, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness there is no feeling, no discrimination, no composition of factors, no consciousness, no I, no ear, no nose, no tongue, body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no hope. There is no object of touch and no phenomenon. There is no I element and so on, to and including no mind element. No mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on up to and including aging and death, and no extinction of aging. And similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation. And there is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also non attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell. Perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifest, completely awakened to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal, unequal, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering should be known as true. It is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared taya ta kate kate para kate para sangate poti sohai shariput. The bodhisattva mahasattva should train in profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commend Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara. Well said, son of the lineage, it is like that, it is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom just as you have indeed. Even the Tathagatas, the Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the venerable Charitatiputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, and those surrounding in the Tarati, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and Gandhavas, were overjoyed and highly praised as spoken by Bhagavan. I and all surrounding sentient beings take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother Prajnaparamita, surrounded by all the children, by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras by reflecting on the profound of wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, reflect on the profound meaning of the great mother Prajnaparamita and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all negative directions which happen due to past karma and immediate conditions be dispelled. May they be non-existent. May they be pacified.
There is a missing the his owner's name. It's not there. This water, the printer out the water was used. It kept on during the demolition, which Lama Tava commentary, but his one is missing. We requested Lama Chapa to his one many years ago. Was given Dharamsala. Also, I met his one in Delhi, then I requested Kasore. So that's an initiation in Mexico and maybe in China, I think. Maybe in China when things happened to the independence of Tibet or the middle way. I think we were Kalachara in maybe one daily, I'm not sure. Requested here. but of course it didn't, but of course that didn't happen to her. So that's the missing there. So, you see that, as I mentioned before, it is similar, the lamrim, when you do the meditation lamrim, receive teachings, during the request and prayer of the lineage lamas of lamrim. You see, of course, starting from Buddha, the first thing, request the Guru, then Pandatabha Lama, then Guru Sinema, the Buddha, then the founder of the present Buddha, then the Kasurva. From there, then the Kasura extensive lineage of the extensive part, Maitreya Buddha, Asanga, so then the lineage lamas of the request and prayer to the lamas of the profound part, the Mandushiri, then the Nagarjuna, so that you see, then the lineage lama, request and prayer to the lamas, the blessing the practice, and so on. But it's them. They also, this is the main thing is just one. Of course, there are many different lamas, lineage. But it's in the very beginning, you see, you make request to root guru. So, root guru, you are real root guru. So the same. It's one thing. It's one thing. Reality is just one thing. All our manifestations of the root guru. So it's the understanding from your side, from our side. That's the understanding. So, it's a question to the root guru. But it manifests in there in all these different aspects. After the present, starting from Guru Sajjambuddha. The root guru first, then Guru Sajjambuddha, then down to, Jagra Guru. So, Guru, so like that. Basically, it's just one. So here it's them. Guru, so and the various aspects with that, you see, come to the Guru. So that's the way to understand when you do the prayer, a way to realize it, all of that. But anyway, I explained here, as I'm explaining this, that's the way to understand. It's just one thing. As I explained before, that's the one secret one, but I slipped out. As I mentioned before, the Ekathara. Transcendental wisdom of Ekathara. The Dhammakaya, you see. What you're going to achieve, Dhammakaya in the future, that you visualize now, this is the transcendental wisdom, non dual blah. Where you visualize the meditative field is there. And all the offerings that, and how you were, everything is that. Number of Buddhas, deities, all the different Ketandara, Chaitandara, Anatra, Mahanatra, all the lineage lamas, and the reality just one. The reality just one, the Yuru Guru. So all the, the Dhamma Sangha, all the Bodhisattvas, the Arhatas, all the six Arhatas, like that, that one particular. Everything is just that one. Always to think in that way. Always to think in that way and to realize that way. Also maintaining this way. That's the register. Has all the taste like food, the richest taste, and that's the richest meaning. This is how to meditate correctly, most rich one. I'm the all like that. Prostrating, offering. Of course you collect merit, by Buddha, but of course everything your root guru, so all that, that's Lama Chapa.
Namo ma mudraya londro gudun jaya jaya patambe sanje rigal chadai doje tanjala eswa jadan jante wa jabada Chanyin de chanzen jomba Lama zon de te de jimbo Chanyo de tobara jinje Shirava jama ju ju de de Jozun de java jibe Kera papa jambe laya suwa Jyadan te te waya chupa Chanyin je chanse chumpa La sun je chanje chimpa Chanyo tu tu para chimpa Yajanjaka Lam
Jeb Lord, 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 L
참년제 자세종바 라선제 자제진보
Yeah, no, it's yeah, 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 y Tien jen ta ve la ma la As I mentioned before, today, Kasure, yeah, Ani. Yeah, so I have to be like that. You see, one thing is to not waste your life, most precious human life, most precious human life. this Kasure, this is just about this only one life that we have received. Precious human life, but
the perfect human Buddha qualified to eight freedom of transitionness. So this is just about one time we received this. Just one time that we received this. The Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in the Indian Foundation Good Quality, they mentioned this one life mentioned there. Then also some other teaching. Lama Chava order. Yeah, so mentioned just about one time. So all of this. Yeah, Kastari. Have met Buddha Dharma and have met Kastari. Perfectly qualified man, virtual friend. So not just not just only one kasuri. Then kasuri actual generous. His own Dalai Lama. Not only that, there is many others. Then kasuri qualified, perfectly qualified man, virtual friend. Revealing the unmissing path to enlightenment to you. So, Kasuri, such incredible opportunity. Kasuri, you can, Kasuri, succeed to all the wishes, all your wishes, so Kasuri. And can stop all the obstacles, and desirable things. It's an incredible opportunity. So this more difficult to achieve. So first of all, by number, every day, every hour, minute. Sentient beings who get reborn in hell realm from an intermediate stage, and then it's like number of the dust of this earth. Unbelievable. Pretas, sentient beings who get born preta from outer intermediate, from intermediate stages, then number the dust of the sand grains in the ocean. Unbelievable number. Then the Kasuri, then sentient beings who get reborn animals, and then Kasuri, number of the grass growing everywhere in the mountains and the ground and everywhere. All like that, Kasuri. So that's Kasuri. Oh, that is not just what to explain, but by examining, if just for example, even if you are Buddhist, but you see, by examining your mind, then Kasuri. Yeah, then every day, every hour, minute, then you see the delusion rises, like a sort of rainfall. like rainfall, and they collect negative karmas like that, constantly. All like that with the birth of the mind, all like that, like that. So no question, those who haven't met the Buddha Dhamma, perfectly qualified guru being the unmistaken path to enlightenment, without that, there's no question, you see. So if I examine the mind, every day alive, every hour, every second blood, then you can understand, the rebirth, all like that. So the cause. Even one has taken the Padmasa Bodhisattva Tantra, but however, even Padmasa Bodhisattva, even one to be kept pure is difficult. Even that is so difficult to be pure. Like that. By the cause and by number, all like that, you see, so difficult to receive again perfect human rebirth. Guru revealing the unmistaking path to enlightenment. So extremely difficult that you have received one time now, doesn't last long, can be stopped any time. So before there was Lama Ishi, who founded the organization FMG. We see at Kapon, the very small room built by the Nepalese king, for the Nepalese king's guru and astrology. Built a British style house, old house. You can't see from outside. It's surrounded by trees. Only if you go up on the hill, then you can see down, it's coming down from there. So the first room, small room, by entering through the gate. So we used to have dinner, and the first Russian lady, the Buganan, Suvalamaishi, and Rosanyima, and myself. So I used to wonder who will die first. I was wondering who will die first. Dina died. When she sent letter from mountain, deputy treated British monastery, she didn't put signature, her name. She sent letter down south to Chita, but she forgot to write her name. And Then, of course, after the Lama passed away, Kundakawakama, the Dindakama, so to belong, the aspects. So, then was a Nyima also, who served Lama. Lama's disciple in Tibet, also he passed away. She died. So like that. So that, from that group, just here, just me, Mickey Mouse. Just Mickey Mouse. like that. Then now all the rest gone. Sorry. Then casually, among the sanghas, Kasurdi. So passed away, different time. Recent few years, several sanghas passed away. Mainly, I think, maybe the nuns. So the Kasurdi. Gloria, within the Kasuri, this last few years, and the Gloria passed away. But she died. But she passed away quite, not much worry. She said, she rang to me goodbye, and she will see me in the future life or something. It didn't say much about people, and she was quite, didn't show or worry. So it was very good. Then Trisha, Glory, who took a Lama still a few years, she passed away. Then the Trisha, who worked very much for the organization, then several years he did. Different centers she worked, and then Root Institute, able to accomplish many things. Many things about center, able to accomplish many things. Building holy objects and statues, many things. I think about maybe cancer or something. Yeah, and died. And then, then there was San Francis. What's her name? San Francis. Chuji, yes. She always smiled. Then one time, not much smile. I don't know what happened. I told her to continue your smile. I told her. She always smiled for many years, but I think, I don't know about lay life, I don't know. But once we got none. Then one time there was not much smile. So I told her to continue to smile. But I think she died, not so much worry, I think. Do you remember? Huh? No? Yeah. Yes. Francis, San Francis. I don't know what. She lived there. San Francisco, yeah. there was that. I don't know her name. She's very good. The one nun in Arizona. Galton, yes. Galton, yes. She died good. No much confusion or worry, so much. No. That Galton, yes. We were old nun. Then we see Anil N, those who worked for many years at Genesis Institute. I mean, they worked for organization, but Genesis Institute for so many years. Yes, and build the Genesis Institute slowly, slowly. Truck called Elephant, and then she bring the wood to build the Gomba, you know, two, three, like that, time to time. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Then build a nice Gomba. Did the course many times, and the Kapan early times, she helped the course at beginning 3 days. Well, at the very beginning, I go discuss about the mind. Later, then she helped to help discussing the. Yeah, then she lived a long time and died. I think she took ordination 3 times, I think. She's the one who requested me, basically, Lama is in Gerchenpa Gyatso, met the big master program, so she said too long, and so then I tried to make this basic program. The best way she asked. I think I died a long time ago. She helped me. Laudo, when I was building the monastery, she was there for 6 months, summertime. She helped me how to keep the books, the expenses. So, she helped me. Because I'm the only one who handled the money. Who give the money. You know, so it's a little bit strange. Because I usually receive the money, people make offering. So when I give money and check how many days the person worked, this person worked, this person, how many days. So many times they give free work for the monastery, voluntary free work. But then they, so they pass on 2 days, 3 days. So you have to write down or take. So I have to give money. So I feel a little strange because I never did that work before. So, so my uncle, I have one uncle who is very good at talking to Nepalese people. Police comes up there to check any students, any Western students, no visa or anything like that. You see? So my uncle, I have one uncle who is very good at talking to them, gives a cup of tea and biscuit, then they leave. He's good in talking to them. So he used to say, how much money there is to build the Gomba? Because he wants to see how much money there is to continue the walk. So I don't tell anybody about money. So I have one plastic bag. This size plastic. One two over there. What's that? The Nepal they have two osapi, no? The Western people go to help different parts of Nepal from there, you see. There's an office or something. From there, then they go to help different parts of Nepal. I forgot the name. One nice man. So he came with the bag, this plastic bag, black. So I keep it under the table. And some money there. So my uncle, this uncle, Chile, he says, I don't know how much money there is. How much money that I have. see, because to work there, you have to plan the count of money, see. So the Lama doesn't tell, so he says he does not. So Kasura, he tells. But the money, every day money goes down, because I pay for the workers. The money goes down, less. But, after I paid money, then I go to the kitchen. I sit, and my sister was making food, and then, because I didn't learn well mathematics in the school, in Delhi, you see, in Delhi, so in the book, when you get a book and then you write down, you just play, you just write down big writings, you know, big writings, you just fill it up, and to, in order to get a new book. So, didn't really learn mathematics. It was kind of taught, but so in the kitchen I have to count up from the 10 rupees. From the 10 rupees, then I count up, you see, build up. Then I come to know how much there's left, how much I spent. So every night like that. So it goes down, then when it's about finished, then somebody comes up, brings money. Then I can go up. That was like that. So and then the cancer. One time I was alone going to Solukumbu to build the monastery. There was no Western people. The airplane was from Kathmandu to Ziri, somewhere around that. The airplane goes around, it's a huge mountain that goes around, then flies, land on the kind of the field, kind of up. Maybe I've told last time here, I'm not sure. There was only in Nepali. Yeah. Only in Nepali. So I had 10,000 rupees all the way around the body. 1,000. It was given by Mammy Max. It's what do you call it? Black? African American. Huh? American what? African American, huh? Mama Max. So that time she was working for American school, Lincoln School teacher. She's a very good teacher. So she was a benefactor. So 1,000 rupees. It was difficult to change the money up there. So 1,000. So Geshe Tashi, student Tashi, who is the first ever to cap on ordaining Gitsu vows. He was the abbot, I was the explaining time this that one. So he was the first abbot, he was there 6 months. So his attendant, King Godan. So he met that goes around the prayer flag, green prayer flag. So it goes around 1,000 breaths. So it's so hot. It was in the prayer, so hot. So I couldn't, difficult. I was advised to not show anybody. And so I really have to take it out, because it's so hot. So there's a Thai shop. So, found coolie. Then I prepared my answer. If people ask, what is this? So I thought, it's for my health. For my health. So I took it out all the, not the lower part of the cloth, but on the upper part. I have to take it out, everything. It's so hot. So after I take it out, then everything green. But everybody looking from through windows and doors, everybody looking, but nobody asked question. So that was good. Then I'm supposed to carry by myself. No, cannot give Kuli the money. But it's so heavy, getting heavier and heavier. Then no choice. I have to keep on the porter's load. You know, he has much to carry. So I had to put the money on his luggage. But the porter says no. So we worked. worked, and so the Nakchang, there's one village, the mother, older mother sells wine all night. People keep on coming all night. So I slept there at banana leaf box. My mess gave it. I was using this for my pillow, and had the money inside. So I tied my finger with a thread to the box, in case takes where that I'm able to notice. I put the as a flashlight, flash here. But a little concerned or scared. All night people come, she sells wine. So nothing happened. Then. Yeah, then Kasuri, the Nepalese man, he made food. So Nepalese style, so he put big salt in the, oil. He made food, big rice. So he put for me the normal, then for him very small. So I was wondering how's the rest rice, what is he going to do with that? So that's his policy. Because he put big here at the beginning, then you see what happens, then he won't be able to eat the rest, you see. So he put small. For me, normal. So then after that he ate the small one, then he ate all the rest. Yeah, that's quite interesting. Then the Kasturi reached Jumbesi. That time, I think maybe there are 4,000 Tibetans. They were schooled as kind of making carpets and, So the Tibetan government, the restaurant, chai shops, I was taken there, and so I had some big glass of milk water. Tea and that. Then the family in Switzerland, the Vahe Lama in Tibet, so they have a population. Ichilaprang has their own population. So I think maybe every year they offer, they have to offer something, grants or something like that. So his population, one couple, medulla, other medulla was flower. So they came, they heard me right there, so they came to call me. So I spent night there. So then they found a very old Batman protector, I forgot that. I said protector, but not protector. Old man, the porter, yeah. So they found, then went up there, went on. Then a little bit hungry. Then there was huge rock. So there we had lunch. I didn't bring anything. I brought big cheese from Kathmandu. Nothing. So the Tibetan porter man, he always goes up and down. People carry people's luggage. So he had chili here, small bag, one very black one, dirty. Some true small bag, one very black, dirty. Dirty, so I was wearing her neck. One chili, one salt. So he made a fire, and then from his home he brought black bread, black one. Then I got one or two. Then I gave cheese to him, and something like that. He went to pick up the firewood. He buried firewood a little bit up there because he always traveled. So, yeah. So then that night, we stopped somewhere, and then that family asked for more, how the family is, But that time my mom wasn't good. I'm sure even now, I'm not good. So that time wasn't a general stability in the mall. That doesn't mean I'm stability now. That doesn't mean that, brother. Then ₹5. Then when Nepalese eat food, this brass, they fill up the rice or corn or something. I think corn, maybe. Yes. Then did more, and then some pujas, I don't know. So the next day we walked, and the very high mountain, Takshindo, is a Gilgamesh, who build houses upon the reincarnated Lama. He became an expert at building houses upon while he was there. But he did that many years. His monastery were up there on the hill, nice monastery. On the way down, we walked down with the Lama and my brother. So I saw that monastery, but I didn't see the monks. So anyway, there was one house, went to the house where we stayed before, many, many years ago. So there's one new house went there. So mother went, somebody died, and they do charity food, in Solukhumbu. Yeah, a huge pot of vegetable, then rice, make ball, like football. Then you make charity to everybody. So that's a system. It's been charity for this person who died. And that's a very good, means you do that person who died, charity for that person to collect merit. It's a very good idea. In Sulukumbus, other maps, I don't know, some Lama may have started that. It's a very good idea for the, you see, for the person who died to collect merit. So it's a very, very good thing. So, we have that system. She left. So there's only one daughter, and the daughter has baby. So she doesn't sell any, no food, no potato, nothing sells food to eat that night. So it's so dark, it's completely dark. So my porter, last night the family gave him Nepalese, the container to eat food. So they gave him corn. Then he fried the corn while it's dark on the fire, the corn, fried corn. Then he, there was a stone to grind. He grind it in that, when it was dark. Then he made small bread like this. A small bread by putting butter in the small bread. So we had that and went to bed. Like this. And then, sorry. So, well, I try to pray, you know, not all the time, but as much as can, but not all the time. You know, each stone that I use to build the gomba, stones are usually not brought from far around. You can find stones. So each stone, build a gomba, may be useful, beneficial for all the sentient beings. Each stone that you build a gomba, may people carry back or whatever, so to be useful for all the sentient beings. And that I remember. Not all the time, but just time. So, that, Kathore.
What I'm going to say. So now, what I'm going to say is this, okay. I think Gunsang. So many of you know Gunsang. So his job is to take, record teachings and take pictures and the, then it works what? Audio. Mickey Mouse teachings and audio. So then you see, you know, he always comes in the pujas or teachings with his prayer wheel, his small prayer wheel. Someone travel with a dollar, but of course he meant to use, but he never get used. He brings in puja or teachings, but never get used. Dollar. Anyway, but suddenly got cancer. He died last year? 2 years ago, yeah. 2 years ago, and it seemed to be, maybe beginning there's some difficulties. Then I think you can understand, it is said, somebody said that he was born in a rich family. yeah, in the West, rich family, somebody said. And that makes sense because he used to help many people, many monks, and, you know, whenever he meets, there's some difficulties, then he used to help many people. So it makes sense. So born rich family in the West, it makes sense. I believe that. Then Karatwani, ah, help others. Huh? Oh, Michelle there. Michelle. When I was taking initiation, the Sukha Jata, say some second session, but in Tibet, what sanship means, not actual guru, but helping the education to his owners in Tibet. They're expert. Each court, so six college, so each one has several top, very top, the most learned, in a certain, oh, so several, each college, top, very top. So it's one of them. So, what I was talking? Huh? What? Yes, he was giving initiation to Kapan, you see. The Lama was not there. Maybe other Lamas in the West, you know, in America or something. So she was always outside. Very thick Zen, in the hot sun, but very thick Zen, woolen Zen, you know, down below my window. Down below my window. She always stayed there with the thick Zen like this. So she always look at through the window from outside. One is gone by. So you never know who she is. So Ramita always practice pure appearance. You never know who is that person. So you see, I always look pure appearance. So like that. Ramita used to say like that. Not even just one time, more. So then at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, time for tea. So I open the window, then I look down. She's down there. So many times it happened. So then I learned from her French language. Bule budute tea. Bule budute. Do you want tea? Oh, is that? Huh? Would you like? Bule budute tea. So up in the window, then she's down there. So she tell me, Bule budute tea. So that's what I learned from her. So the Nalanda, so took care, the monks took care of her there. So there was very special concentration. So she passed away. The New Zealand and Nalanda, some old monks, they passed away. That. Another sanghas. Sophia is from Thailand. From Taiwan. Taiwan who translated to the essential practice, the about guru devotion, the correct following person friend. She translated that. And the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga that I taught in Taiwan, Taipei Center, she translated that. So yeah, people are, is it there, Kathwari, find very good. I don't know that, my tongue's a little bit there. She admires her all the time, their translation. Oh, yes, Lawrence, that's right. Lawrence, yes, a long time ago. The reason I brought this is the most important Dharma practice, that is the remembering impairment, death, that You see, that you might die this year. Not only this is not enough. Oh, I will die, but a long time. No, that's not enough. So I might die this year, this month, then even this week. And then even it can happen tomorrow, tonight. I mean tonight, today. Oh, that's like, so important. So important. No question, business people who never met Dharma, no question. But even Buddhist, but never thought. But you don't think impermanent is that. Totally, you don't think. Always thinking that I will live for a long time. Even the same day when you're going to die with a heart attack or whatever, car accident, whatever. Even just a minute before that happens, you have always this wrong concept. I will live for a long time. So even the minute before you heart attack or before accident or before anything. See, so you see, God trusts that. If you trust that, then explain the Lamrim. You see, trust coming, the abiding six shortcomings of not remembering death, impermanent death. You know? Oh, there's this six shortcomings man's band in the impermanent death, not remembering death, you see. And then? Oh, then the benefits of remembering that. Then ultimately to achieving that. You can achieve enlightenment. So you don't waste this most precious human life. Oh, the perfect human rebirth that you receive one time, you don't waste. And so because you think best is that, you see, even today, that might happen, if you can think that. Or then, because of a year, of course, then month, then week, then if you can think of that in the same day, the best. If not, the 20, not in this week. So this always, then your preparation, your working, always for this life, just only this life. That happens. Then you get done the preparation for the pregnant dharma to purify your negative karma, which makes the reborn all limbs and which interfere to achieve realization. So you purify and you collect extensive merit, practice of pure tattva, prostration tattva, Buddha, all the bhajas, all the best self-initiated, so offering, so you can use your food as offering, there's other ways. So anyway, you get the preparation. You get the preparation for the happiness of future life. Not just only one future life. No. Happiness beyond from the death up to enlightenment. Happiness beyond from the death up to enlightenment. Oh, then happiness is all, of course. Then numberless sentient things to be free from samsara to achieve enlightenment. Can you imagine? Wow, what you can do, wow. So, you see, you get done so much practice, those are people who do, who are able to do that, get done so much practice. Those are people who know the practice, but you see, the motivation is always so much for the happiness life, nothing else. killing so much happiness. Then, oh, first, Dharma is also, even you know the practice, but doesn't get done. Delayed, every day delayed. Then this year delayed, then next year delayed, then doesn't happen. Only the work for this life, you know, to get the comfort, to get the, you know, as a reputation, receiving material, then it was Dharma, you know, this, because praise, to receive praise, and the comfort, and then the eight old Dharma, whatever then on life, see, dedicate, you use your life only for that happiness is level to all the time. Then the other Dharma, if you know what to all practice to be done, then they always delayed, never get done. Or then like the year goes, 3 years goes, 3 years goes, then one day the death came. Oh, when the death comes, then you have no time. Death comes, you know, now you're going to die. You're going to die, you have only a few minutes or 1 hour or something. I should not have done this. You know, all the cause all the works of this life, and I should have done this, I should have done Dharma, I should have done that, you have no time. Even though how much you think that time, then you can see. Then so much regret, so much worry, fear. First of all, the separation from the wealth, separation from the wealth, and then separation from the family, then separation from your own body. Then you live in, they live separate. That's unbelievable worry, fear. Those who have a Dharma, suddenly the death happens. That's worry, fear, then nothing we can do. After that, the next life, even you normally don't believe there's a reincarnation, there's next life. But, you see, if you contribute a lot like that, you naturally feel from your heart there's something very bad, unbelievable bad is going to happen. You feel that. Even you believe no reincarnation, no karma intellectually, but you feel that like that, you see. I heard this, people. Then there's a big question about next life. What a worry, fear. There's no time to. Especially you might happen with Dharma, so you don't know what to do. So sad. So the most precious image, but where you can use your brain, as Hona said. So many things, so many good things. To you, so many good things, especially for others, in this world, what you can do. Never use your brain for that. Always self-chasing thought, is the attachment, ignorance, attachment, anger to you. So totally wasted. So the other thing, my emphasis is, should keep the mind the concept of permanence and impermanence. You see, should keep the mind more to the total impermanence. Should keep close to that. So the best is, of course, even today I might die, for example. when you sit on throne, after you sat on throne, I mean, other things to look at yourself and sentient beings. I mean, all action objects, and then when we teach Dharma, all are empty. Do not exist from its own side. Everything is totally empty. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I must die on the throne before teaching this, before teaching the session. As a before the session finish, I might die. That might happen. So it, then this way, pride doesn't, pride, ego, the pride do not rise up. So the mind stays as simple, as a humble, simple. All of that. For example, that so, you see, relating to if you're going to go shopping, you may not come back. Maybe something happens and on the way, then possible not come back. Or there are many people like that die in the world. They go shopping or for sightseeing or whatever pilgrimage, or they tourism. Then they say died and never come back. So there are people who went to the Everest, you know, not climb Everest, not just even to look at. Then they die somewhere there. The last time when I went to Lukumbu, when I came back from Lukla, there was one, I don't know English, or some man dead. He was a sleeping bag, and he had his box there nearby dead. Not box dead, but he had his own box there. So to be carried by helicopter to Kathmandu. So you go, then not sure come back alive. So anyway, it's very good total impermanence. Even non-believer, you know. Even non-believer, you see, to think this again, the thought of impermanent death. So when the death is actually happening, the mind is already trained. So so it helps you to, is it that much? It helps less worry and fear. You know, to not, there's so much strong attachment. But the believing that you're still going to so long, that strong attachment is subject, so much worry, fear. So it helps even unbeliever, you see, exercise for the mind. I mean, the awareness for the mind. So if you train mind in this impairment that in the kind of any time, or then, you see, less fear and less attachment and all that. Less, more free to your mind, more happiness. Well, but you say like that. So even just more happiness you have, like that. So that's very good. So it might help even to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. You can recite that anywhere. And so with the motivation, with the jitta, you know, anywhere you can recite that. It will help in that preparation for death. And, because happiness after enlightenment. So, okay, all right. As I tell this, I must tell this. Best is, you see, when you do activities, everyday life, it's much possible with bodhicitta, total benefit of all sentient beings. Easy to bring to enlightenment, prison from samsara, and bring to enlightenment. And then, therefore, I must sit to enlightenment. Therefore, I'm going to do this. So, as much as possible with bodhicitta. So, like that, you see. Then this way, many of, even you don't have actual bodhicitta, but effortful bodhicitta. So, the many actions you do with the bodhicitta, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, running, job, business, whatever, because of enlightenment. Cause sentient beings free from samsara, bring to enlightenment. So, because cause of that. Then you see, one most important thing, that's one thing. sooner or later you are most precious human life. Or then the case of the other one is one of the middle lambrim, or liberation palm in your hand, or in English they will more lambrim. So, the essential nectar with the Gishirabden's commentary, and then, oh yes, it's English, so that, yeah. Anyway, one of the lambrim, something like liberation palm in your hand or something, and then you see, you study, study Kasode, if there's a center, if there's a qualified teacher, you know, geshes or things like that, so then is it the opportunity to study Kasode, you receive teachings on that, and then you learn which we don't know, you can learn from the teacher, qualified teacher. However, whether you teach it there or not, and that's you have to the center or not, teach it, listen to it or not, read yourself, read, and then you see from beginning to the end to read three times at least. If you can do more, it's better. Then anything you don't understand, write. Either you nicely mark orange color or not black, nicely mark as offering, like painting tanga, like offering color like that. You see, not mark like that. With respect, you have to regard Dharma, whole Dharma. So, respectfully mark kasuri, as offering. You know, color to the dress, or I mean, offering color to the Holy Dhamma. So, respectful remark. Kasore, like that, like painting tanga or something. So, the kasore, or you write the words which you don't know, then buy a new book and you write down. Then you see qualified teachers, somebody who knows very well, but otherwise you may get misunderstood. So, then you can discuss. So like that, you can learn, even there's no teacher or something not there, but you can learn by yourself. So more you learn, then, you know more practicing Dharma, how to practice Dharma. To accept to your mind. Freedom of samsara, to achieve enlightenment. So good. So that's important to know as much as possible. So you study like this for yourself. Read in the mornings and not like doing puja or so, read so fast, not that. When you read, think, don't distract the mind, mind traveling in the outside world, not mind here. Yeah. As you read, then Kasvara is mindful. That itself is meditation. When you read, it itself becomes meditation. When you read mindfully, meditation. There's an analytical meditation. After analytical, for example, perfect freedom of sense richness, by examining, then at the end, then you feel your body is so, your human body is unbelievable, the aggregates is so most unbelievable, most precious, most precious. The which grand jewel, you can pray any comfort of this life. You can pray and you can get it, like Sai Baba does like this, and brings gold, watch, ashes, you see. gifts. Then like that you get any comfort of this life. You get everything if you have the merit, to have Ujjigan do all that. All that happens. So that, but then Ujjigan, even your own numberless Ujjigan do cannot stop a rebirth of your lower realm. Cannot stop. And cannot stop reincarnating in samsara. Cannot free yourself from samsara, cannot free you from law and nirvana, cannot make you to achieve, cannot cause you to achieve enlightenment, cannot cause you to free numberless entanglements from the ocean, samsara, bring to enlightenment. You can't do that. But you see, with this human body, you have received the perfect human rebirth, the Taj, the joy, the freedom. All this one you can do. All this, then, you see, even by reciting one mala or one epema, with the motivation, renounce the attachment, uncontained by the attachment to this life, with the renunciation, you see, this life, then they become pure Dharma. So the become cause of happiness future life. Or then the to understand by the attachment to seeking the future life, samsara pleasure. Or then become even more pure. The renunciation of samsara, so it might become more even more pure Dharma, so it become cause of liberation. You are reciting one mala or mantra. You are going outside to any action birds of your mind, or cause of nirvana, or they become cause. Before then, called Dharma, then now, even higher Dharma, because more pure Dharma, then the cause of liberation. Then now, to be free. To not receive raw nirvana. And then by generating bodhicitta, then to achieve green nirvana enlightenment, for sentiments. Then free the sentiments from the ocean, sometimes bring the enlightenment. Oh, so one mala or mana bhavum, or anything, whatever action with the body, spirit, mind, you do, whatever that. Then become cause of enlightenment. Ba 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 ba. Free sentiments from the ocean, something bring the enlightenment. Ba 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 ba. You see, even we are going for a walk. Even we are going for a walk. Many people going for a walk. See, there, some in the city, people so much concerned about health. So when there's a little bit of time, the job's finished, then you jiggle. Jogging with your dogs or however they jogging are there. The whole city you're jogging for several hours. So anyway, Kasore, you see, even you're walking, so with the event, if you're done with the motivation with the stuff, it becomes each step. With each step, you create more merit than sky. It work, you see, it work, you create more than sky, merit. So, what you do, eating, sleeping, if you are reciting mantra, with each mantra, so with each one, with the bodhicitta, which one you collect merit more than sky. Ba 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 ba. This is a walking water like that. It's an example. Ba 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 ba. What am I saying? Study Lamrim, one of the books, do like that. At least three times study. People say, nine times you read Lamrim, you get new understanding, which you didn't learn before, didn't answer before, then you'll. So nine times, if you read Lamrim, you get an understanding. nine times. Without like that, you see, however, at least three times you do the kasore. Oh, then the kasore, must do. Then you have to die. You have to die. Then, you have to go to, there's a past future life, blah, blah, blah. To be prepared, samsara, blah, 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 to receive enlightenment, blah, 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 swimmer, for you, so. Then, after that, numberless sentient beings, right? you have free numberless sentient beings from oceans or something, bring to enlightenment. Saber. Oh, then, Kasuri, you do the effort meditation, Kasuri, you do effort meditation, Kasuri, the, yeah. Correctly following what is planned, Kasura 6 months or a year, then next one renunciation, 6 months or a year, next one is a bodhicitta, 6 months or a year, then next emptiness, 6 months a year. Oh, then if you feel like you should continue, then you continue like that two or three times, or like that, you see. However, then after that, you do the effortless meditation, because of the effortless experience. One most important one, guru, correctly following by the friend, you see, you see the each guru, all the Buddha from your side, and stabilize that. All because of the, then you can do also same day, not only that meditation, but you can do perhaps similar both or the that you see, you can do two, you can do two like that. Then you get two realizations, and you get more realization if you can do more. So that depends, skill. So like that, then after renunciation, then bodhicitta, no matter how many weeks, month, year takes time, then then emptiness. So like that, and then when you actualize bodhicitta, so that then you put spend more time in tantra, generating the completion stage, actually. Spend more time in generate stretch, the complete stretch. Every day, which is your deity, then that deity is, you see the path. At the end of the sadhana, there's a, kind of direct meditation, to enlightenment of your deity. So at the end of the sadhana comes out, any sadhana. So that you recite that. So this way, special thing is that even though you are trying to achieve realization from very beginning of Lamrim, but because you recite those prayers every day, so it leaves positive imprint. Even the generation, the completion stage, every day you able to leave the positive imprint to have a realization. So you see, for complete, you know, every day on the complete path, you are living, you are making preparation in your mind to leave positive imprint. You see, preparation for realization every day, complete path to enlightenment. That's a power guide advice. So that's very wise. Very wise of wise of living the life. That must do. All of that, you see. Spend more time, then generate stage, gross and subtle, then, yes, then you can do the completion stage, then the preparation for that, see? So I said, few words. Yeah, so to, yeah, to, because I spoke to some basic things, so that's why today I want to clarify this. Those who don't know, don't do these things. So, how to make this one-time precious image, but perfect image, but how to make it most useful, not only for you, for sentient beings, for every sentient being, that including anyone whom you see, ants, insects, tiniest insects, largest animal, I mean, 60 centimeters, anyone, that you see in the TV or you actually see, whatever. So, to everyone, to everybody, for you to benefit. So, that's to say, how to do, how to make your life most beneficial. Your life is so short and can be, not only short, but it can be ended any time. It can be ended any time. Oh. So we better, we have that expectation today. Then you see, when you actually die, much less worry, or no worry. No problem, attachment. No. So mind is so happy. Especially with Buddhicitta. So unrealized. Now, I thought to listen to the teaching for the beneficial sentient beings, you see, not that easy, bring to enlightenment, okay? So the Khazure, I thought to tell you the conclusion. I was going to mention last time, but I didn't remember at the end, so it didn't happen. So like this, then Khazure, Jimmy Pamba said in the Sutra teaching, Khazure, quoted Sutra teaching, Kangshi Sangye Yicheba. Kangshi Sangye Yicheba. Di Dundu Tuanshu. De O Dindu Tatushu. Kangshi Sangye Yicheba. Di Dundu Tatushu. That was a change of love, this is never going to be number two. What's so important? Remember this. Don't forget this. Remember this. Jimmy Pamba, great lama. I think you know, got you, you know what you're doing. Dole, Kangji, Sangji, Yicheba, Ti, Dundu, Tatsushi. Double change of love, never go to number two. Oh, anybody who think the Guru is Buddha. Anybody who think the Guru is Buddha. Buddha abides in front of that person all the time. Buddha abides in front of that person all the time. You got to know that. That was Chinchilam Swami. Buddha always bless you. Always bless you. Nyevokula Namatram, Buddha makes you liberate. Oh, from all the vices, all the mistakes. All the mistakes. Buddha liberate you from all the mistakes. So all the mistakes, all the shortcomings, samsara, all the mistakes, the mind. Liberate you from that. Oh, Jemipama says, this very important meditation, very important to remember, to write down in a diary book. It's very, so important. Those who are practicing Guru devotion, what are the benefits? You get this benefit. All the, every day, all the time, every hour. You understand? All like that, you see. Incredible. To achieve enlightenment. As you do more, then there's enlightenment. Kuga! All like that. So the essence. So you see, when we see guru, especially when we see guru, you know, think guru. Well, then good to remember this. So you see, essence of all the Buddha. Every single Buddha, this guru, the essence of all the Buddha. That's that. You see, as it mentioned by Papanga in the calling guru from far, the first stanza. Essence of all Buddha. That, you see, that, you have to have that, Katsure. The minute when you think Guru, you have to think that. Essence of all the Buddha. That's how it starts. Otherwise, if you don't think that, then the anger comes, heresy comes, anger comes, the attachment comes, like that. You understand? If you don't think Buddha, the essence, if you don't look Buddha, if you don't think Buddha, then you look at the ordinary being. Then all the negative mind comes, you destroy your enlightenment. You destroy your nirvana, then you destroy your great nirvana enlightenment. So you destroy all your happiness from now on after enlightenment. You understand? So it's the essence of all Buddha. Then, Katsure, then you say second, very important thing. Second. So I was saying somebody when he's on his calves. So all the Buddha's carving, that's the holy action, because the holy action of all the Buddha. The carving war, sneezing, whatever. That is the holy action of all the Buddha. So even other positive action, that's the old Buddha. Okay, now next thing, that action, even sneezing, coughing, whatever, he's going to tell him he's sick or whatever, or show aspect of anger or whatever. So everything is the Buddha's holy action. Second, don't forget. That's most important. Look at everything, holy action. Jinze lekwar towe tangmang dang. De pyutze dhamas. Yeah, just a little bit. Whatever is done is pure appearance. Sing, positive. So that's the most part. So motivation, that second motivation, then all the Buddha's holidays. Oh, see, even aspect of taking life, or see the killing human being, animal, insects, whatever. The ten non-virtues. I mean, like I say. Yeah, whatever it's done. All the Buddhas. Because you, but first you look at the essence of all Buddha. Okay, now, all the action, whatever is done. All the Buddha's whole action. Everything's. Including the ten non-virtues, whatever it's done. All the Buddha's whole action. 진대레고토에 당당당. Oh, that's important. So important. So important. So that's so important. For example, sorry, no, I was sending a message to Dr. Nick that through Holy that about they've gone print. Somebody wrote a book about Tojia, something, a Western person, so they're going to produce that book. So with my, I wrote my own thing, stories and things about Tojia. So then at Samri Buddha in Malaysia, I sent extra thing in English. So they're going to put not all, but just some forward from that, you know. But then I was emphasizing, see, so essence all Buddha, they know all the actions, Buddha's whole action, see. So therefore. Therefore, you see, his own Dalai Lama, or all the other Lama who do not practice. And the Pabanga, the Jitsyan Bhutan, the Son Bhutan, all the others who Kasuri, short aspect, gave initiation or tell the people to practice. You know? Okay, so both sides, so you both of them, you realize, you see, they're all the Buddha who says, don't practice, that isn't all the Lama. Then they said, all the Lamas who gave initiation or said, don't practice. So all the Buddha, both are all the Buddha. And both of their action is all the Buddha's holy action. All the Buddha's holy action, both. You see? All the Buddha's holy action. So, you have no problem. So this way, you have no problem. Because of following the guru who said, don't practice, then guru who gave initiation, who embraced it to practice, put down, then we put out this one. You have no problem. There, you don't destroy your root of the path to enlightenment. You don't destroy. So both are Buddha, so all the Buddha, both actions, all the Buddha's whole action. So then you put down this one, who don't practice, put down this one, then this one who advises to practice, oh, put down! So you can destroy, because you have connection with this before, so you receive initiation, teachings, even Lung, even receive Lung, whatever short, long, you know, by the regard gurus. You have a connection with both. So I get the another one, you put down this one, the other one, put out, then you take the other side, or you destroy the root of path to enlightenment. You see, the root of path to enlightenment. You see, the correct falling water trend. Root of path to your enlightenment. The correct falling water, you, or then you destroy by putting down this one, this gurus, whether you're connection, that you have a connection with the room or different initiation. Like a Galatari initiation for Islam as well. They put down, then they put down. So, you see, both are all the essence of Buddha. So, according to Guru, according to Lamrim, the Guru version, both are, you see, essence of Buddha. Like Pavanga, the first calling Guru Fa, the first center. Oh, that doesn't relate to all it who says don't practice, or all it who says practice. No, both are same. You know, all the two old Buddha. Okay, both of their actions, so all the Buddha's action, holy action. Oh, so nothing to get angry, heresy. Putting down this one, then up, or putting down this one, then up, no? So both are same. But the same because, 20th century, we have a particular karma mistake from outside, you see, particular negative karma, mistakes from outside, 21 or century. We have a particular negative karma. So the thing, it didn't happen before. So, there's a lot of questions among the many holy beings, many learned, they do not practice. So then you see, because you are negative karma, so the guru, Buddha's manifesting according to your negative karma, your impure karma. According to your impure karma, this like showing, practicing, tuje, and teaching others. Your mistakes, your impure karma manifesting the guru's actions. So that reality same, both are same. Oh, Katori, reality same. Katori, not practicing, same. The reality, both the holy actions, same, pure. Oh, this, Katori. So this is one example. There are many other examples. The impure actions, manifested wrong actions. Guru doesn't have that, but it appeared due to your bad negative karma. Manifested in Guru's action. So like this, yeah. Then anyway, so in the reality, like with the Dalai Lama quotation I mentioned before. So both are same. Both of their actions, conclusion, Buddha's holy action. So you don't find anything up and downs. Give up one guru, then practice, follow one guru, give up that guru. So give up this guru, then follow. That's not such a problem. So both are pure. You see? So you need to, otherwise you destroy your enlightenment. Your happiness up to enlightenment, you will destroy. So I want to, many people like this, so many people put down this one, other one, or put one, other one, put down this one up. This is destroy your root path, root of the path to enlightenment. Okay? So now hear what I'm saying. Look at both of the actions, positive action, all the Buddha's action. Okay, so that, that second thing is important. So even the Guru shows diarrhea or kasa, making pipi kaka in the road. Yeah, the Lama Adisha was the showing aspect of sickness. Making people caca on the bed, but George Amdamba cleaned without thought of dirty, cleaned with hands. You know, throughout, clean with, oh, served like this. Not the other thing, dirty, this is dirty. No, no, not at all. So, then you see one day, by doing that, then what eagle takes 18 days to fly. All those ants, insects, ants, you know, can see that from that whole, from Lama Desh's place, from there, Dhamma can see 18 days for the eagle fly, it takes eagle, can see the, he can read even the ant's mind. Even after that place, even the ant's insects mind can see very clear. Oh, the clear ones like this, actualized by purifying, by serving Lama Desha. Nothing dirty, oh, this will, no. Sincerely with respect to him. All this, this old Buddha, this, what is this old Buddha? Oh, what they taught, you see? Oh, no, no question. They are great holy beings. So, got this clairvoyance. Papa can read even the ants, their mind. We check the 18 days far. You understand? Ah. Then you see, oh, this, the Papanga, the Jinyin boy in Tibet, because he told, predict to his Jamyang, his name is Jamyang, I don't remember, monk who can hand read Tibetan letters. Oh, but sir, what the Papanga, the Jinyin boy in Tibet? So Papanga, the Jinyin boy one time predicted to him that, you will be able to read Lama Chöpa totally by yourself without anybody teaching. So this happened in Baksa. Jamyang is one monk who served at Dajje Phonga in Tibet. So predicted to this to him. So Baksa, not inside came, but going up towards Bhutan. So there's quite a distance you could go to go Lal Bangla. It's called Lal Bangla. So there was the Pawanga incarnation from the one from Tibet. No, not from Tibet. The Pawanga incarnation, the one who passed away, Kashyang, right after became Geshe. So him and Dumbu Rinpoche and their several lamas, so this, he asked me to come for puja. So I went, maybe one time, I think. So during invocation, the wind from outside, the wind came. So that means the protector was coming. Because of course, I don't see. But I think he can see the monk Jamyang. So there he was. One day he was read the Dharmasala, the Lama Nanjo book, this book, the whole Lama Chöpa. One day he is able to read from beginning to the end. He told the Lama Lundu. Lama Lundu was there serving Lama Ishi, serving Lama Ishi. So yes, he told Lama Lundu. Lama told me. Oh, that, you see, all the serving Dajje Phawanga, the Jinpo, great Hiruga Yoga. Oh, then, you see, that's the benefit, served, you know, Guru, all that I explained. All that is the benefit of purified obscuration. Oh, purified obscuration, what then he's able to read. Oh, I don't know what Western scientists would say this. I don't know what's the scientist, or maybe they might say some atoms. Maybe some atoms can read things. I don't know. So. Like that happened. So that shows you can take your mind. You can be free from samsara. You can achieve enlightenment. That shows what happened to Dhamma, what happened to Dajje Phonga. You understand? So same thing to us. Oh, whether we should recognize all of that, you see. Sorry.
Okay, so that's second, okay? Second, okay? So important, so important, so important. Then got it. So you see, in the central nectar, it is mentioned that Lengen Tibyo Teta Masa Ring Sangje Ma Rung Masum Dinche Yang Tende Nawa Dinye Ma Doba Sempe Jembe Kucho Tonga Me. Until you are free from Lengen, this evil karma, evil karmic obscuration, until you are free from the evil karmic obscuration, even all the Buddhas come in front of you, tande nawa dinyamotoba, except present appearance you have. You have no fortune to see Supreme Holy Body adorned with the holy sign and exemplification, 32 holy sign, 80 holy exemplification. So to see in the aspect of Buddha. So until you are free from the coming obscuration, evil coming obscuration. So what do you see is, even all the Buddhas came in front of you. What do you see is, Tandenawa Dinyamatovas, as an ordinary being. Tandenawa Dinyamatovas, except the present appearance, means the ordinary appearance, having ignorance, anger, attachment, mistakes in the action. Oh, Tandenawa Dinyamatovas, as an ordinary being, appearance of ordinary being. You see just the ordinary one, like the Asanga saw Maitreya Buddha in the dog before he general conversion, that is, you know, the tie or the flesh, you know, to give the maggots. So before that, he's the Maitreya Buddha, but he couldn't see Maitreya Buddha. So he saw wounded dog full of maggots. Oh, you see, you understand, you have to know that. In the Geshe Mojato, this is not the subject I'm talking. Geshe Mojato, in the Lama Tsongkhapa Institute, she was teaching. So his finger was going into the nose for a long time. In the nose for a long time. He was doing a long time. It was going like this for a long time, not short. While he was, he was in the class teaching. It was done a long time. So my one, I'm sure, doesn't look bad. Except his. My one is, I'm sure, my one is just, my one is beautiful. But Geshe Mojato's is a, doesn't look ugly. I'm just joking. Ah, the holy body, drawn the holy sign, example. Except the ordinary aspect. No! So, you can't see. Therefore, you can't see, then numberless, you know, deities, thousand Buddhas. So, Edmund Buddha, they can say, seven Tatra Buddha, blah, 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 blah. You know, they're fortunate, even the thousand Buddhas. Then the deities, blah, 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 Ketana, Chatramanda, on the mount, blah, blah, blah. So somebody say, you can't see any. You can't see any of the deities. They're numberless. You can't see any in that aspect. Can't see, so cannot teach you directly, syllable, kaka kanga, like syllable, or all transformation, can't receive. No all transformation. No commentary. No commentary. No way! Then no initiation. No tantra commentary. No other instruction. There's no, you can't receive any vow. Padimasa, Bodhisattva, Tantra, Rifa, can't receive anything. Because you can't see the aspect. So nothing. You see? So, but now this ordinary aspect. Guru, the ordinary aspect, manifests the ordinary aspect. Oh, from this, you get, you can learn alphabet, you can learn commentaries, you can get room as much as you want. Then, tantra initiation, you can get vows, Padimasa bhav, Bodhisattva bhav, Tantra bhav, bhav. You can take again. And you can take initiation, not just one, many, as much as you want, initiation. You see? And then, tantric commentaries, instructions, so much. Because the manifest ordinary aspect, having attachment, anger, you know, show mistakes in the action. With this you can see. Manifest according to your kasure, impure karma. Manifest ordinary aspect according to your karma. You can see, so you can see all this as much you want. So fortunate. Then numberless the deities, but can't see even one, can't receive all this at all. No, this ordinary aspect. Go to your kachare, impure karma. Oh, then you can see. Having delusion, having mistake, nation. Then through practice, then brings you to enlightenment, free from samsara, brings you to enlightenment. So without this ordinary guru, this showing ordinary practice to you,
아, 그래서 그래.
Even one day, even one hour, even minute, second, all that.
So, 그래서 그래.
See, 가서 그래.
Freeze you from samsara.
Freeze you from samsara and brings you to enlightenment. Can you imagine?
Freeze you from samsara, brings you to enlightenment.
Pop, 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 pop. Ba 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 ba.
So you see, so without this, your life, without, you see, the guru manifests you, khasare. Ordinary aspects, khasare. Having delusion, showing mistakes in that room, according to your impure karma. So without this, your life is totally lost. So like as I expect, like baby left in the hot desert. You see? So you see like that. There's no helper, no guide. Or desert, or in the forest, where there's tigers and bears and so many animals who attack. So no guide. Also like that. All like that. Your life is like that. So, how precious the kindness, one day, even hour, minute, second, more precious than the whole sky filled with the, not just gold, wish grand jewel. Whole sky filled with the wish grand jewel. You see, so much more precious than this. So, even your own diamond, that doesn't purify you from the lower realm, doesn't free you from lower, doesn't free you from samsara, doesn't free you from lower nirvana, that doesn't make you to achieve enlightenment, that doesn't cause enlightenment, that doesn't cause you free from the sentence, numberless sentence means free from samsara, bring to enlightenment. It doesn't do. But the guru showing the ordinary aspects, showing delusion, showing glory, mistakes and action, all that frees you from lower and frees you from samsara, frees you from lower, frees you from enlightenment, and then that makes you to free numberless sentiments from the ocean, brings you enlightenment. Oh, this is that. Oh, even hour, minute, second. Even second, showing you this aspect, what benefits it does to you, is like that. Ah, the kindness, kindness. Can you imagine? There's no others greater kinder than that. Okay, so even I can't remember a little bit elaborate, but the essence, you know, there. Oh, all that thing. This is the one who frees me from samsara. Oh, at the end, you see. This is one who frees me from samsara, brings in matter. Oh, after I always remember the guru that you sing, that you remember. Oh, what is it to you? At the end, you see, it frees me from oceans of suffering, which I suffered from beginner's rebirth, beginningless rebirth. Now this frees me from, brings me to my, oh, that's conclusion. Okay, I just want to give the idea. So, thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, Chandra, correct. Chandra, Samcho, Rimbo, Chema, 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 Gandhi, Rabbi, Krishna, Dependent, Amalu, Tere, Sama, Dente, Gazu, Yeshab, Nepato, Tengaro,
Tibse, Shashi, Jango, Gavi, Zingyo, Bebe, Quince, Dabar, Shwasam, Kurvi, Limi, Tere,
Da so den shi gwen de shi am de shu. Then did you all the past, present, future, made it to Clarify? I made it to Clarify, and I'm listening there, and I'm listening there. Maybe being all the students as here, maybe bigger. And then also your families, and they dedicate also your families. So important, so important. This time, somehow, by unbelievable fortune, they have become a human being, but many they didn't meet Dharma, Papa. You met Dharma, but they didn't meet Dharma. So what happens without practicing Dharma, what happens to you? What happens to their life? Can you imagine? Oceans of samsara suffering from beginning to birth now. Then again, oceans of suffering would endless. Pa 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 p Jesus. Tera gundu jawa tonga tejo jinye mwesu zebe jawa ngabe lamsa dinye keje sanyan domo manjo jye. This is actually the Lama Tsongkhapa about teaching in this very lifetime. Yeah, so important. So after all that talk, then you understand how it's so, to learn Dharma. The most important. Mecha namdara tsangme timta de la te jase chube yindu de to choke renye namchu la sa anjave tenta jawa yishu pande la me namba tawa la geje tsangya la ta me geje Shinze lepa tohe shinu Lame shinla shinla shumara shu. Oh, that's what we dedicate. Sorry. I have one there. There's one, I think maybe Papa Hisona is all the whole dedicated for the world, but I don't remember. But basically it's him. Did all the past, the best, the future, I managed to glorify me through that, I managed to glorify numberless, and then numberless Buddhas. May all the war that happened now and the future to be stopped immediately, and all the famines, all the disease, or then all the dangers, fire, water, air, earth. So much a flood and that city, North Carolina, Florence, the oceans of water came inside, so much rain, and flooded in America, so many people died from them. So anyway, all that to pacify immediately, and all the perfect peace, happiness be prevailed in everyone's heart in this world by generating loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. And the matter of the Dharma lasts a long time, where they receive the peace, happiness from, then send them with Buddha Dharma and they able to achieve enlightenment. Then the first the verse from 8 verses, to be able to cherish every single sentient being more than a sky filled with the wish crown jewel, more than that, to be able to cherish every single sentient being. Tāne semjē tamjē lā yīshī nūrbū lēlōm tēnjō kribē sāmbāy tātū chēpārā zēmbārā yīshū. Cherish then freedom from samsara, bring to enlightenment, brother. Then Tanya Tongama de Sama Jesua Chenya Rul Regama Tamto Jaba Tamjeja Te Mula Tungwa Kunjin Namba Kundu Dadan Tengyo. And then the them and others I don't remember. So the Tara's friend, family, Hindu family, their son dropped in the cliffs and harbor totally paralyzed. So due to all the past, present, future, merit to qualify oneself, three times merit to qualify numberless sentient and numberless Buddhas. Then he may totally recover, immediately recover from that, and then to have most meaningful life, able to exercise bodhicitta in this life, then to stop giving harm to numberless and then beings, able to cause perfect peace, happiness to numberless and then beings, whether to achieve enlightenment as good as possible, to have that. So please pray. Then due to all the past, present, future, merit, collected by me, three time merit, collected by numberless sentient, numberless Buddhas. All this merit, which do not exist from its own side. May the I who do not exist from its own side. Achieve the Buddhahood which do not, which exists in man. Lead all the sentient beings who exist in man. To that Buddhahood which exists in man. By myself alone, who exists in my name.
Ya ma Dad,
Thank you so much.
Good night.